We're at 98qcountry.com. We're on the Civic Media app. We got Gray Gunderson in here. Big G's hanging around, showing a little bit of interest. Good morning, Gray.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's been an interesting last week plus with me being in and out, and I appreciate all your help in filling in.
Oh, my pleasure.
It's just one of those, the bug, and I mentioned this yesterday, that anytime in radio, it's always tough because your job is to talk.
Yes.
And usually when you get sick, the last thing you want to do is talk. You just want to shut up, and because usually there's stuff going on in your nose and your chest, and radio's tough because you feel like you got to come back and do your job, but it's a little bit tough to get her moving here. So
I'm just glad to have you back and healthy, get that green tea going, and get some radio made.
Yeah, we got to delve in. We haven't done a gray area in a while. We've got some archived podcasts for you at 98qcountry.com. We think you'll get a kick out of them. When we do a segment like this, and we delve into the gray area, and we end it, and Gray and I look at each other and go, that was pretty good. But then we know it was, we think our people will be entertained by it.
Or every once in a while, just my favorite one is when you hit the buttons to turn the microphones off, we just sit there and chuckle for a second. You know, it's just like quiet laughter for 5 or 6 seconds. That's a great way to start the day.
Kind of like, what was that? What did we just do?
Yeah, that really happened.
Yes.
It's coming to terms with what just occurred.
So ladies and gentlemen, we have today a list that I conjured up. These things just come to me just quickly, and I write them down. And then you. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have today the top five list. It'll be my list, and Gray will have a top five. Did you get
it? I wound up with four.
Okay,
I came today with
four.
Three ready to go, and I've thought of another.
It's the top four plus one things that I thought were bad but ended up being good. As I delved into a couple of these things yesterday, I thought to myself, this is worth a top five list. So I'm going to give you an outside looking in, first of all.
What do you got?
So technically, I have six. One thing that I thought that I would never subscribe to that I did, talking about the apps and all that stuff and watching TV, was the NBA League Pass. I thought the NBA League Pass, I thought, why would I want the NBA League Pass? Why would I want to do that? Why would I want to pay $20 a month to watch these overpaid whiners yell at referees? And then I'm a Timberwolves and Bucks fan. And the number one thing I like the best about the NBA League Pass, if you're a basketball fan, is they turn on the cameras inside of the arenas a half hour before the game.
Oh.
So you get to not only have the play-by-play of the game, but you get no commercials, and you get all of the stuff that happens in between. So you get all the dancers ahead and the halftime show where the guy tries to win $1 million by shooting a basket from half court. All that stuff you get. You feel like you're at the arena.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Was you get to hear the echo.
Yeah.
Normally your ears are filled with the talking heads.
And usually like a half hour before the game, they put the camera inside the DJ booth at the Pfizer Forum, and they show the guy mixing all the tunes and stuff like that and trying to get the crowd all jacked up. It's fun. It's fun, and you get to watch the players warm up, do their warm ups on the sidelines, and high five and hug kids and give autographs. It's like going to an NBA game without having to actually go to the NBA game. So that's my outside looking in.
Oh no! So like I warned you before we started this, I missed. My list is a little different than yours, and
okay,
it's even more different than I realized.
All right, since you don't have a number five, I'll just give my number five. My number five of things that I thought were bad but ended up being good was the elimination of, not the elimination, but the serious reduction of live auctions. Live auctions.
Oh.
There's still some live auctions, but with the pandemic, a lot of stuff went online now. Of course,
yeah.
We have Heckman Auction, Bennett Auction. They all do a great job. And I realized to me yesterday, as my wife and I were picking up stuff from a Heckman Auction in Phillips, I thought to myself, wait a minute, Joel. You're always complaining about live auctions being gone, but yet we get auctions in February. We've never had auctions in February before, but now through the auction service of like Heckman Auction, Scott and the folks do a great job. We get it all year long. It's pretty cool.
You know, and that kind of could start a bit of a series of dominoes, because that gives me a couple ideas. The pandemic really did push a couple technologies that were totally coming anyway.
Yeah.
But so like you've got that, for example, grocery store pickup options.
Yes.
That was a thing that wasn't a thing until 2020.
Was not a thing.
I immediately thought of another one and have lost it. Zoom. Teleconferencing. Mm-hmm. Skype existed, but it was nonsense. It was that, oh man, that was like running a Model A down a modern highway. Yep. And that thankfully is gone. So there, I've got a couple. We can say I have five now. Thank
you. Definitely technically have five.
Grocery
All right.
pickups.
Number four on things that I thought were bad but ended up being good. Gray, what is on your list?
The word pulchritude, Joel.
The word pulchritude?
It actually means beauty. It's the quality of beauty. See, I told you I missed, and one of the things was, one of the reasons I missed was that I did this on my phone, and so I made a list, and I had to title the list, and I was going to title the list what you said, things I thought I would dislike, but that I ended up liking. My phone didn't allow that long of a title, Joel, so I was forced to leave it as things I thought I'd dislike. Now, in my head, I'm thinking, I'll remember what this list is supposed to be, but I'm afraid it kind of took on that cast. Things yeah. I thought I'd dislike,
yeah.
but meant better or are better. That so the word pulchritude, that's my first
okay,
one.
Okay, well, Big G is in here, and at some point, if you think of something, Big G, that you thought was bad and is good, you jump in at any point, okay? Because we're in the middle of our...
Kind of caught me off guard here.
Well, you think that brain. Joel's number four of things that I thought were bad but actually are pretty good. And you may not agree with this one, but I'm going to go with self-checkouts.
Ooh, get another pandemic push. I'm into it. I'm 100% into it. I don't like if they've replaced a person, but at the same time, when I walk by four full lines and then there's an empty self-checkout, I know what I'm doing.
You can go to a grocery store now, get a gallon of milk and $7 for a dozen eggs and get out of there fairly quickly because a lot of times you have to stand in line. And also, hats off to the gentleman running the self-checkout lane at Pick and Save and Phillips yesterday. Listen to this. So we go through the self-checkout lane, and which are very good at Pick and Save, by the way, even with discount items and stuff like that. We go through, and my wife has tomatoes. Anytime you have produce at a self-checkout lane, it's a gamble. You might need help.
Is there a barcode? Do you have to weigh it?
Yep. My wife lays it down there. She says, tomatoes. The gentleman who was helping out said, what do you got there? And my wife said, Roma tomatoes or whatever. And he goes, I think he said 4507. So he knew the code. I was just like, yes, employee of the month.
Yes.
Pick and save right there.
I've seen people do that at Super One. It's just, you know, they'll call Cindy over. Cindy, what's the code for bananas? And Cindy just rattled it off.
He had it right there. Nate Bargatze has a great stand-up bit about self-checkouts, that he goes into self-checkout wherever his grocery store is. He goes in there at 3 o'clock in the morning and spends like an hour learning the whole system. So when he comes back during the day, he's that guy just helping everybody out, just yelling out codes. Bananas 2107 just firing off codes left and right to learn the whole system.
So you can be like everybody's dad pretending he knows everything. It's just like, yeah, I'm ready for anything anybody has
so
for me.
So self-checkouts, I'm okay with it now.
All right
with that. Number three, Mr. Greg Gunderson, on things that we thought were bad but ended up being pretty good.
Sitting in my car as an activity. Look at Rachel nodding over there. She knows. So I don't do it as much now that I'm working in a job that I love so much. But when I was living in Eau Claire, when I was working in a hotel, the day would usually end with I'd pull into the parking lot, I'd park my car, I'd turn it off, and for some reason I'd just stay there. Because, I don't know, it felt like the rest of my life began. Now, if you had told me that people did that, I would have thought, wow, those people need help. And I'm not saying this happened on the days of my best mental health, but boy, there was a lot of solitude and peace and tranquility just in my own car.
I'll admit that when I go places, like when I go referee and stuff like that, sometimes I'll intentionally leave early to get there 10, 15 minutes ahead of time, get there, park the car in the parking lot, and just kind of...
Oh, yeah, unwind.
Just kind of that quiet, sit there.
I discovered the meaning of the word unwind, I think, when I was about 20, and it was sitting in my car.
yeah. So when you get to places, you don't have to get out. If you're early, just chill out a little bit.
No,
just
Rachel used to ask, like, are you home? Like, yeah, I'm home. Like, what are you doing? Well, I haven't gone inside yet. Are you in your car? Yeah. Why? Well,
you know, all these cars now, you can shut the key off, and as long as you don't open the door, the radio plays for 10 minutes. Well, so you can sit there, listen to WCQM, and
just
relax.
But how you just described it, right, that's kind of weird.
Well, so you should actually read what I wrote in the note, Joel. It was, sitting in my car as an activity, that sure came into my life.
Yes, I like it, though. I like it. Any place you can find solitude and just that... breathe in, breathe out, yoga moment, whatever it is, wherever it is.
I think anybody who, you can hear this note in my voice, I'm not happy that I like doing that. Like, right. I don't think it's good that I enjoy it, but I still enjoy it, and I have accepted that.
All right.
You take a nap in there once in a while, too?
I don't think so, but if, you know, a quick snooze may have occurred, and you don't always know when those happen.
That's
you know?
Right. Yep. All right. Number three on the list of things that I thought were bad, but I actually ended up being pretty good. Number three for me, Culver's serving shrimp. I don't know if you've had the shrimp at Culver's. It's a great to-go. It's a good little to-go meal if you're on the road in the big city. And $12-$13. It's a nice little treat. Hats off to Culver's.
Good.
Serving some shrimp.
See, I would want to believe if I saw that. I didn't know they were selling shrimp, so I'm glad to hear that it's good.
Yeah.
I don't do a lot of shrimp, though, because I ate a lot of it as a kid. And
okay.
Just like has happened to you, I got sick. Can't do it anymore.
Number three on Gray's list of things that I thought were bad were actually good.
Well, we're talking food items. I was glad to see you start that. The McCrispy.
The McCrispy.
The McCrispy.
At McDonald's.
I was thinking, you got a McChicken, it's right there, so there's obvious room for improvement there, but I thought, do I expect McDonald's to improve on a chicken product, much like an existing chicken product? And the other side of myself said, no, Gray, you don't expect McDonald's.
So this
to
is the
improve.
Up-a-notch sandwich. This isn't the cheapie, this is the next up one? Okay.
I was never a McChicken guy, and people really, I dislike that, because McChicken folks seem to really like them. McCrispy, though, that's where it's at.
So is that that McCrispy, is that a good car eating sandwich, or is it kind of messy? I mean, I basically go with whether you're driving, when you're bowling, you eat with one hand pretty much. So I just basically go with the two cheeseburger meal, because you can take those in a couple of bites. And I make chickens, but when you're in a hurry and you're driving down the road, you don't want to get a Big Mac, because you're going to have more sauce and stuff
Agreed.
All over you than...
Yeah.
And when you sit at the table.
You have to
table,
think of that. So. When you come through the drive-thru, that has to be something you take into consideration.
Well, clearly you're a man of taste, so you know that there's a certain level of sauce that helps hold things on, but
sure.
Too much past that and you end up with that Big Mac effect. You get
right.
Too messy. The stock out of the box, the way it was designed on the blueprint, McCrispy, is bun, chicken, pickles, bun.
Okay.
Nothing else, which means there's no sauce to cement the pickles in place, but a good grip, one hand, with a gentleman with hands your size,
yeah.
I think you can fend for yourself.
It's true. I mean, a Big Mac in store or at home is fine, but a Big Mac trying to drive is trouble.
Yeah.
It's all trouble.
Yeah. Tangent, just five-word tangent, bring back the Big Mac snack wrap.
Big bag. Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. What? Where did that go?
Outside looking in. The big bag.
I tell you, the Kentucky Fried Chicken used to have Chicken Littles. Man, those things, you get a bag of six or eight of those, and that was the cat's meal.
Cat's meal. Yes.
Yeah, and they haven't had them since I was just for years and years and years.
So. I remember Burger King did chicken fries and some really high octane marketing for it during NFL games.
Yes, we're inside the gray area with Joel Karnik, Greg Gunderson, and special guest Big G. Did you do number three yet?
The McCrispy was mine.
Okay, number two. Let's do your number two, Gray. Things that you thought were bad but ended up being good. Number two.
I've got People. Not the magazine. That's not for me, but other human beings.
Just be... It's a pretty general category.
I mean, you can't tell me that you don't know what I mean when I say I didn't think I'd like you.
Yeah, I know. It's true. It's true.
The Abraham Lincoln said it. I don't like that man. I must get to know him better. And I believe that's the right way to live.
Yeah, yeah. That's very true. All right, number two on my list of things that I thought was bad and ended up being good is coupons. Paper coupons. They've pretty much gone away, Big G, haven't they?
Yeah, they have.
But
now you got to go on your phone or your digital device. And
if you go on the right apps, there are, and the reason why that I'm thinking that they're good now is if you do the right apps, you can save a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
Through the apps.
Yep, definitely.
McDonald's app is very good. The Subway app is wonderful, and not having to stand in line on Subway, folks. If you haven't done, put the Subway app on your phone. Order the sub. You can walk in there. You don't have to worry that Bonnie from the lawyer's office is in there ordering foot-long subs for everybody that she's ever known, and it takes 2 hours. You walk in. Your sub's right there. You wave at the person behind the counter. You may or may not grab the right sub off the tray, and you're out of there. So paper coupons, gone. I'm fine because the app save you a lot of money.
Or maybe you're worried. Maybe you don't want your friends to know what sandwich you order. You just punch it in on the app. You don't even tell them. You just walk in and grab it, and you walk out.
Yeah, and I think the people behind the counter, like at Subway, actually, I think they enjoy it because it does make their job a little less stressful because they can tell you when it's ready. They don't have to. There's not 12 people in line. They can say, okay, your sub is ready in, what, 20 minutes or 10 minutes, however busy they are. So.
I think most of my interaction with couponing has come from the Discovery Channel, which means there are two flavors of couponing I've experienced, and they are both to the extreme. One was from like mid-2000, 2005 or so. There was a show called Extreme Couponing because it was discovered people who...
Bins and bins of coupons.
Five carts of groceries, and they paid me a dollar to take them away kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And then like 2 months later, I feel like it was at the same time, My Strange Addiction, the couponer episode came out. So it's like, hold on. The other office in your production department is encouraging these people. Like, what? How does TLC really feel about coupons?
Although I'll say that the transition is from bad to good, I do miss the coupon, the fold-out manila thing that you would categorize your coupons. My mom always had them in bread. You go under B's for bread coupons. She would clip every coupon and she would put them into categories. And maybe some people still do that, but anybody who's over 50 either did or has a parent that did the they put them in order of the coupons, right, Big G?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That, I think, falls firmly between our generations. I never watched any, or maybe it just wasn't happening in my family. We didn't coupon a lot. Nobody really did, but that feels like you're basically creating a Yellow Pages for your shopping trip, which is a combination of obsolete technology.
Yeah. Well, that was, I remember I'd grocery shop with my mom. She would get beans, and she would say, Joel, check to see if I have any coupons. And as she would look at the beans, I would page through to see if there's any bean coupons in there. That's what you did. All right, we're delving. We're in the number one, the top number one things that I thought were bad but ended up being good. Gray, what's your number?
I only had four.
Oh, you only had four.
You got all four of mine.
Oh, I thought you had one left. Okay, I'll give you my number one then. The fish sandwich at Quick Trip. Oh.
I'm still in the camp of I think that would be bad.
But try it.
I trust you, Joel, but you're scaring me with this.
If you check fish sandwiches on Friday at Quick Trip, I think they're like $1.99 or $1.49.
Oh, Joel, two of your items are seafood. I'm worried.
Sorry, McDonald's, but they're a lot better than yours. It's a good. Many times on a Friday, I'll grab them just to go as a little snack or something.
You know,
the fish sandwich, Quick Trip on Fridays.
Gabby, let's zoom out and call it what it is. You're talking about gas station seafood.
Well, I'm telling you, it's pretty good, though.
It's not gas station sushi.
No,
and
true.
I understand we're talking about the one and only Quick Trip, which I revere, but I'm very nervous.
No.
It makes me nervous.
Give it a shot. It's good.
Make sure the time label on it has a lot of time left on it when you grab that.
My apologies again to McDonald's, but Quick Trip's got you on the fish sandwich on Fridays. They got you.
McDonald's hasn't had a challenger. They needed someone fresh on the street because the fish sandwich, the Friday fish sandwich thing, like it's been solid. It's been the old reliable, but it hasn't changed. It hasn't improved. And when things stagnate to human beings, things that stagnate seem worse over time. That you got to keep ramping up, bigger, better, faster, and right now.
I do have a food tilt to mine, don't I?
Speaking which, Rachel mentioned she was concocting a smoke signal to alert me to the fact that snack wraps are apparently coming back.
Oh, really?
I don't know if it'll include the Big Mac snack wrap, and I only have her scrawled ransom note to me to tell me any of this. But
How does the McRib keep coming back? You have a McRib?
You know, it's one of my favorite sandwiches.
Do you like
only have it 1 month a year, though. But I like them. They're good.
The Quick Trip little rib sandwich is very comparable to the Big Mac.
The
Big
McRib.
Mac one. And not quite. The McRib, I think, sticks with you a little longer than the Quick Trip one does. But still pretty good. Still pretty good.
Big G, I'll admit, your McRib relationship has made my life a bit more interesting.
Oh, yeah?
Specifically because before I knew you and interacted with you regularly, the first time every year that I heard the phrase, the McRib is back, was when I would drive by a McDonald's and see it on their sign. But this past year, now that I've worked here for a year, we've gone through one McRib cycle.
Oh, yeah.
And I was alerted to the arrival of the McRib cycle by Big G saying those four words, the McRib is back. I was like, man, did that really just happen?
It always comes back right around Thanksgiving.
Yeah, right around that November time frame, yeah.
Well, we were deciding what we were going to do for lunch here at the station one day. He asks me quite often what I'm going to do for lunch because he's very conscientious and likes to include me in his plans where possible. And I had a sandwich or something, and he said, I asked, what are you doing? He said, well, the McRib is back. And that was the end of the sentence. I was like,
that's
kidding me.
One of my favorite callers ever on the Deer Hunters Roundup. A gentleman called in from Ojibwa, and I said, how's the hunting out there? He said, I'm not a hunter. And I said, what else is going on? And he said, well, the McRib is back, and that was the great line. Oh, and just it's a great line for any pause.
McDonald's, mm-hmm. If you ever want to give me marketing tips, I'm not going to use them, but I still want them because you astound me. You really do.
All right, I got one.
Okay,
I got one.
Oh, finally. The finale. This is the finale. Big G's got one.
All right, golf simulators.
Things that I thought were bad, but are actually good.
When I first went over there, and you're going, you look at this small room, and when you're like 6'4", and that light bulb is only a couple inches above you there, and it's like, well, how am I going to swing in here, you know?
Right.
But once I've tried it a couple times, you're actually swinging, I know you can't see anything on the radio, but you're actually swinging this way. You're not swinging where you're going to hit that light bulb, but when it almost feels a little claustrophobic the first time you do it.
Right.
So
once you trust it.
I tried it a couple times, and it's fun. It's a good chance to get out there and swing some clubs, and you know, the ones at the lanes there, you can go play Pebble Beach, or you can play Whistling Straits. I mean, it's really a lot of fun, and it's gives you a little time to swing in the winter time. So,
okay, how about a list inside the list? Joel's top three favorite things about simulated golf. Number three, you don't have to yell four. Number two, no putting. And number number one, you don't have to walk so far. There you go. It is. You play 18 holes on there, and your hands might be a little sore from swinging because it's a lot of swings, but it is kind of nice not having that 18 holes can be tough sometimes.
Yep.
It is.
You don't need a golf cart either.
It's a good substitution in the winter, and they've got two simulated golf stations at the lanes. They've got leagues going on. People can go down there, and you can golf anytime you want. Just call ahead.
So you can go right online and book your time. And
it's very realistic.
Get four friends together and go have some pizzas and
beverages.
And
it's very realistic because every golfer knows what a good golf shot feels like. You hit the ball and you're like, ooh, that just felt good. And on the golf simulator, those are the ones that go. And then when you hit a crappy one, you're like, oh, I'm hoping the golf simulator didn't pick that up. No, it did. It picks it all up. Those are very nice. So the lanes has those golf simulators. Good addition. Delve into the gray area. Thank you, Gray.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
And if our listeners have anything that they think that they could add to this, things that you thought were bad but ended up good, text it to us through the Civic Media app.